The popular online music site Pitchfork has called William Tyler's debut arguably the most vital, energized album by an American solo guitarist in a decade or more. NoDepression.com called him one of the most creative and innovative guitarists working today. Mr. Tyler got his start playing in bands when he was a teenager. He went on to work as a Nashville session musician. And now at 33, he's making his name as an instrumental soloist, and he recently released his second record. Iowa Public Radio's Clay Masters caught up with him on the road.
The Trumpet Blossom Cafe is a vegan restaurant and bar in Iowa City. William Tyler takes the stage after a singer-songwriter. He's surrounded by guitar effects pedals, wears jeans, black cowboy boots. His fingernails are about an inch long.
Yeah, I'm glad that we already had an amazing singer play tonight because I will not be singing at all.
Tyler's in the midst of a tour supporting his second record, Impossible Truth. While his songs lack lyrics, they're not short on backstory. He'll set them up with discourses on dead languages, lost books, and traveling the world alone.
I finished the song sort of with that in mind. It's a song with a sense of a feeling of being very connected to where you're from, but also a feeling of not being able to return there for whatever reason, and a sense of displacement. So...
Tyler says he'd rather talk about his music than sing it.
I'd rather write an artist's statement about the music than try to write words to it. And maybe that's just totally pretentious, but that seems to speak true to me, you know? And maybe what I'm trying to get across works better in this context and have it be more open-ended.
But it took Tyler a long time to feel confident creating music on his own. He's from Nashville. His father, Dan, is a songwriter on Music Row who penned hits for Eddie Rabbit and the Oak Ridge Boys. And as a teen, William played in bands, but always wanted to be a history professor. That changed when he was 19 and was recruited to play organ in the Nashville band Lamb Chop.
This is my song, don't sing along. It's opinions disarrayed that might all.
Lamb Chop's lead singer and driving force Kurt Wagner says Tyler eventually became the band's guitarist and architect of its sound.
His contributions became more and more significant. It was almost like he was like a cabin boy or something of a ship full of pirates. And, you know, as as time would go on, he would, you know, sort of rise in the ranks to ensign and on to commanding his own ship. You know? Yeah.
Tyler was 20 years younger than the other Lamb Chop guys, and he says he just figured he'd missed his opportunity to make his own music. So he fell into the role of sideman, backing up the Silver Jews, Charlie Louvin, and Bonnie Prince Billy. It was during this time he says he fell in love with the language of the solo guitar and started creating music privately. Eventually, he got up the courage to record some of it.
I did it all, you know, paid for it myself and did it in the studio after hours when we could book time without anybody knowing that we were there. And I just decided, okay, well, let's see. Let's see if somebody wants to put this out.
Somebody did. The album got glowing reviews, and Lamb Chop's Kurt Wagner says Tyler deserves it.
I mean, I used to go to every show he'd do, just any little house show or whatever, and I've seen it grow, and I've certainly seen it grow as far as recordings go, and they become much more ambitious and fuller.
William Tyler knows he'll never get rich playing this kind of music. he follows a long line of impoverished instrumentalists stretching back to the legendary John Fahey. He just hopes people will make the effort to listen to what he has to say through his guitar. And at the Iowa City show, Katie Faring and Garrett Homan did.
Sometimes you go to see a solo performer and you think you're going to be bored, but he has something that kind of pulls you into him.
Yeah, his guitar playing is like engaging consistently. Like there's not a whole lot of dull moments in it, and the times that he does slow down, you like are listening even more.
And that's what Tyler is after.
I'm trying to say like, hey, people, that's where all of our anxiety and trouble are. You know, if we focused on what was going on right this second, life would be a lot more rich and rewarding.
Which he reminds himself every day as he travels the world alone with his three guitars. For NPR News, I'm Clay Masters.
Thanks for sticking around.
And you can hear more from William Tyler's Impossible Truth at nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.